A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we are considering the Word of God from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, and we are going to read from verse number 38. The Bible says, "So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, 'I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them.' So David took them off." Verse 40, "Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine." And in verse number 45, the Bible says, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. I have come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.'" David was a smart young warrior. David knew he was confronting a Goliath, a very formidable soldier, a champion from his youth, a soldier that even King Saul could not withstand, a soldier that nobody among the soldiers in the army of Israel could face this Goliath. And so David was faced with this champion from his youth, who could not be matched by anybody in Israel. And so David knew, there is no way I can confront this champion and win. I will need to depend on these 5 killer stones. We're looking at David's 5 killer stones. There was no way David could match the energy, the skill, and the ability of Goliath. And so he had to depend absolutely on grace. 5 is the number of grace. So David chose 5 stones symbolizing grace, dependence on grace. I'd like to let you know, dear listener, that in life, many times we are faced with challenges. We are faced with battles that are bigger than us. As a matter of fact, a man of destiny will always be confronted with dreams and ideas and challenges that are bigger than him. And so when you are so confronted by such things that are bigger and stronger than you, you do not need the armor of Saul to face your own Goliath. Never forget, it is the defeat of this Goliath that will announce you to your generation, that will announce your victory, that will expose you to your throne. Your breakthrough is in the defeat of this giant, of this problem. Your breakthrough comes after bringing down this problem that is confronting you. And so the breakthrough is behind this giant, this challenge, this problem that is tearing you in the face. Running away from this problem will defy your glory, your manifestation. If you turn your back against this giant, against this problem, if you shy away or run away from this problem, you postpone your own day of emergence. You have to face it. But understand, you cannot face your Goliath in the armor of Saul. David put on the armor of Saul, or rather, Saul put his armor on him, the armor that could not save him from Goliath. How could he save you, David? But David could not walk with this because he had not tried them. Another man's armor cannot help you in your own battle. You cannot fight your battles wearing another man's armor. You cannot conquer your Goliath with another man's weapon. You have to depend on your own weapons. And your weapon for victory, when you are confronted with an army, with a soldier, with challenges that are bigger than you, is called grace. Grace, never forget, is God's ability in man's disability. Grace is the ability of God in your own disability. Grace is God's help upon a man. The dimension of God at work in you, it is divinity in your humanity. That is what grace is. God's ability in your weakness. God in man's affairs. That is what grace is. So David confronted Goliath with grace, and he confronted him in the name of the Lord. So he told Goliath in verse number 45 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. What a way to bring down that champion, that giant, that challenge that is bigger than you. Come against it in the name of the Lord of hosts. That is the name that is above all names. That is the name that guarantees victory in life. That is the name that guarantees deliverance in destiny. The name of the Lord. It is the name that gives us victory over the challenges of life, over the battles of life. So David said, I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he conquered Goliath. He overcame Goliath in the name of the Lord. Dear listener, when do you need grace? This grace that we are talking about, a man needs grace, number one, when he is confronted with challenges or problems that are bigger than him. Do you feel overwhelmed by the challenges that are facing you now, by the disappointments of the now, by the problems of the now, by the task ahead of you? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel incompetent to undo this task? That is when you need grace. You need grace when the task is clearly bigger than you. Don't run away from that big task. Trust God for grace to confront this big task and to scale through it excellently well. When you are confronted with a task, with a challenge that is bigger than you, that is when you need this grace. When do you need grace? You need grace when your ability, when your power will not be able to undo this task that is before you. A man does not need grace if he is able to undo the task before him with his wisdom, with his strength, with his ability. If he has enough resources to handle it, he does not need grace. Let him just go ahead and handle it. But when what is before you is bigger than your wisdom, your knowledge, your credentials, your ability, your resources, then you need the grace of God to execute it and to get it done. When do you need this grace? You need grace when many people are competing or contending for what you want. There are many contentions and contenders for what you also desire. Then you need the grace of God to distinguish you, to stand you out. When do you need grace? You need grace when you need help. Anytime a man needs help, grace is what he needs. Grace is what you connect that connects you to help. Don't forget what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. The word of God says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You need grace when you need help. I have not met any man who does not need help, not even the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Everybody needs help. Therefore, everybody needs grace. When you know you need help, then you need grace. Whatever the assignment in your life, in your hands, you need the grace of God to carry that assignment out successfully. Everybody needs grace. David knew if he was going to overcome this Goliath, he needed grace. And so he went to that brook and he chose for him five smooth stones representing grace. And he confronted Goliath with these stones. He used just one of these stones, and that one stone that he used brought Goliath down. Out of five killer stones, just one of this stone is enough to bring down your Goliath. And so the one of these five stones that David used was the stone of the name of the Lord. He said to Goliath, I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The name of Jesus. That is the name that is above all names. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10 that God has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things underneath the earth. Jesus has received a name by inheritance. God has given him that name. It is the name that is above all names. And that name, when you bring it to the task submit, the enemy submits to the authority of the name of Jesus. For this reason, the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth in and is saved. Run into that name. Use that name. It is for your defense any day, anytime. The name of Jesus. The number one killer stone that brought Goliath down. Use that name, and every Goliath of your life and destiny will submit, be subdued, and fall to the authority of that name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and lift the name of Jesus against everything challenging and confronting you at this moment. I confront my confronters. I confront my challengers with the name of Jesus. I come against every pain, every ache, every sickness. I come against everything that is facing me at this moment with the name of Jesus. I bring you down in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray. Let every Goliath of my destiny be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Let the Goliath of indebtedness, let the Goliath of disappointment, let the Goliath of rejection, let the Goliath of infirmity be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Let every Goliath of my life, of my business, of my destiny, of my family and ministry be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I claim total victory today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I declare you victorious today over every Goliath, over every giant confronting your life and of your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I ask that heaven will make grace available to you in the name of Jesus. Let every Goliath before your life and destiny fall down flat to the authority of the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You can support Daily Impact with Grace Man by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support by your prayers and by your giving, financial donations will be appreciated. Follow me on my social media accounts on TikTok, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, and on Instagram at Rev Grace Man. The Lord bless you as you do. Get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.